Welcome, everyone. I'm Sue Barber, author, former IT director for a Fortune 500 company, turned executive coach, and this is the Visibility Factor podcast, where we explore how to raise your visibility and play bigger at work and in life. We'll explore key topics and welcome guests that help you shift your thinking about yourself so you can see new possibilities for your leadership. I'm on a mission to create a visibility movement for leaders to show their value and be seen for their true talent. Are you ready to take the next step towards a higher level of visibility for yourself? Let's go. Today's episode of the Visibility Factor podcast is brought to you by Amplify You, the ultimate program designed to unleash your full potential and amplify your success. Imagine having a personal coach cheering you on, guiding you through a journey of self-discovery, and helping you break free from those limiting beliefs that have been holding you back. That's exactly what Amplify You is all about, whether you're a leader now or aspiring to be one. This program is your ticket to a more confident, empowered you. It's like having a supportive friend in your corner encouraging you to dream big. It's about having the career success that you want and creating a life you truly deserve. Amplify You offers a unique experience to help you build the confidence to tackle any challenge life throws your way. If you're interested in learning more about the program, please visit susanmbarber.com and click on the menu item Programs. Are you ready to transform your life and your career? Let's make it happen. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Visibility Factor podcast. This is Sue Barber, your host. Today's episode is about valuing yourself. What do I mean by valuing yourself? It's the internal belief that you know what you have to offer is important and standing up for it to anyone and everyone without apology. So many of my clients have struggled with this, and so did I. So let me walk you through an example of someone that I met, and you can probably get a sense of where her lack of value was showing up. I met Tammy when she was considering a new role at another company. She gave me some background into who she was. She was a single mom, and even by her own admission, she was a people pleaser. She had experienced a lot of challenges in her life and avoided conflict as much as possible. She was smart, dependable, and her strong work ethic was evident. She did whatever was necessary to make a deadline. Her manager approached her one day when there were some potential layoffs happening soon. He told her that he could move her to another part of the organization where there was more work and less likelihood of a layoff. It would mean that she would take a demotion and a pay cut, though. It felt like her manager was looking out for her best interests, and she couldn't risk a layoff, so she accepted it. We talked about the situation that she was in and what this potential new role somewhere else would bring her. She shared all of the negative things that had been happening for quite a while. In her mind, she was powerless to make changes, and she felt like she was stuck. She dealt with it to keep her job. The situation she was in wasn't great. Even though she took the demotion, her manager gave her a lower rating on her end-of-year review. He justified it by saying she hadn't been in her demotion role long enough. He barely talked to her, and there had been no conversations with her on her performance, so how did he even know what she was or wasn't doing? Tammy tried to push back on her boss, but she felt like she had no choice but to accept the rating. Tammy didn't feel appreciated. She had given everything to this company, but it made her miserable. She worked weekends and took time away from her kids to do what was asked of her. I asked what she could do to stand up for herself. She told me she didn't think she could do that. She had so much fear about any possible change, and she stayed because she felt that this company provided her safety and security. People can't always see their blind spots, or they are too deep into a situation for too long to have perspective anymore. We talked in more detail about the things that had happened and how they impacted her. Tammy didn't feel like she had a voice, and she could see how her situation had diminished her confidence and her value. She dismissed all the good things that she had done because others didn't see it. As we talked, she realized that she was letting others dictate whether the things she did were good or not good. She had lost her confidence and couldn't trust herself or see the value that she brought. She found it easier to hide out in the background than to stand up for herself and make a different choice. Tammy wasn't my client, but a friend of a friend. She hadn't worked with a coach before. Sometimes coaches are the messengers of the truth that the clients already know deep inside, but need to hear it out loud from someone else to begin to accept it. With that in mind, I asked Tammy if I could share with her what I would say to one of my clients in a similar situation. I said, "This may be hard to hear. Are you open?" She said, yes. I said, this company doesn't value you because you don't value yourself. You are so much smarter and valuable than you give yourself credit for because they have killed your confidence. I think you have told yourself a story that this company is stable, but is that true? She had to admit that it wasn't. I explained that you will always have choices in these situations, even when you don't think you do. We talked about the options to work together to help her get herself out of this situation and into a place where she could be happy and appreciated. Every single day, I meet with people who feel like they aren't enough. They have thoughts running through their heads that tell them that other people are better, smarter, and know more. They may recognize that these thoughts are happening, but they don't understand how these thoughts impact their behavior. This kind of thinking impacts everything that they do. They hold themselves back, play small, and these thoughts prevent them from reaching their potential. This leads these individuals to undervalue themselves and strengths that they have to offer. There can be many reasons why people feel like they aren't valued, which leads to the thoughts that they aren't enough. How this shows up can vary from person to person. Here are some possible explanations. Social comparison. People often compare themselves to others, especially on social media, and this could lead to feelings of inadequacy if they perceive themselves as not measuring up to others. They may feel undervalued if they constantly compare themselves to others who may be perceived as more successful or accomplished. Recognize that what is put on social media isn't always true, and instead is what others are supposed to see about them. Expectations. People may not feel valued if their contributions are not being recognized or appreciated. If people have unrealistic expectations of themselves or others, they may feel disappointed when those expectations are not met, which can lead to feelings of being undervalued. They may also have very high standards for themselves, and if they fall short of these standards, they may feel like they're not good enough. This can happen in the workplace, in social situations, or even in personal relationships. Negative self-talk. Negative self-talk, or the way that people talk about themselves in their own minds, can be very damaging. If someone constantly criticizes themselves or focuses on their flaws, it contributes to feelings of inadequacy. People who have low self-esteem may have difficulty recognizing their own worth, which may make them feel undervalued by others. Sometimes people may not feel valued simply because they are not being told or shown that they are valued. Past trauma. Past experiences of rejection, criticism, or failure can lead people to believe that they are not good enough or that they don't deserve happiness or success. Many of these situations may have happened to them when they were younger and has stayed with them into adulthood. Someone may have laughed at them or criticized them when they presented in school. Now, even as an adult, when they have to present, that same feeling is re-triggered again. And the last one is current trauma. Are you struggling in a work environment with a manager who criticizes everything that you do? Unfortunately, there are some leaders out there who may be toxic, unsupportive, or insecure. They haven't figured out how to lead the people under them. Don't let the criticism define you. When someone criticizes you, it is because they are taking an offensive position as a way of hiding their own insecurities. A good leader will give you feedback, but it shouldn't be in a critical way. It should be coming from a good place that will help you grow and develop. Although feeling like you're not enough is a common experience, please know that it is not a reflection of your worth or value as a person. It's important to remember that feeling valued is subjective, and what makes one person feel valued may not be the same for another person. Be aware of what your thoughts are and ask yourself if they're helping you or holding you back. My role as a coach is to help my clients see the thoughts that they're having that may be coming from one of these reasons. They don't have to give any meaning to those old stories, and they can instead insert new stories that will help them. Those new stories can shift everything for them. It can change their behaviors and actions and lead them to more accomplishments and successes. They need to see how amazing they are so they can build back their confidence. Helping someone to believe in themselves again can change everything for them in all areas of their life. What are some limiting beliefs that you are holding on to? How can you shift them to start building trust in yourself so you can move away from comparison, negative self-talk, and recognize that you can make different choices? Here are some examples of people who had self-trust and valued themselves even when others didn't believe in them or thought they were wrong. I read an article from the co-founder of Netflix, Mark Randolph, about the 25th anniversary of the company. He shared that in the beginning, they simply believed that there had to be a better way to rent movies, but along the way, they ended up not changing the way the world consumes content, but how that content is created. Every single person told him in the beginning that what he wanted to create with Netflix would never work. He trusted himself and chose not to listen to the people who said that to him. Look what's happened to the company since they first began. Chris Daughtry, a singer who was on the TV show American Idol in 2005, he was someone who was trying to just be discovered. Although he didn't win first place, he was offered an opportunity to be a lead singer of a well-known band at the time, but he declined. Instead, he chose to form his own band called Daughtry. Since his time on American Idol, his band has had incredible success. Some notable achievements are his first album, his debut album in 2007, was the fastest selling rock debut album in SoundScan history. It was nominated for 4 Grammy Awards and won 4 American Music Awards and 7 Billboard Music Awards, including Album of the Year. Each month, 3.8 million listeners are listening to his band on Spotify. And last but not least, our third example is Taylor Swift. Everyone's heard about Taylor Swift. She has repeatedly stood up for herself and her music. She knows her value and has demonstrated it over and over again. Taylor Swift is one of the highest selling music artists of all time. She has over 103 million monthly listeners on Spotify. She is the richest female musician and the first billionaire in history with music as the main source of income. She has directed multiple videos and was recently named Person of the Year by Time Magazine. Her Eras Tour generated $1 billion so far. I just heard this morning that every one of her 31 songs from her album, The Tortured Poets Department, plus one other song of hers, is on the Billboard Top 100, with the lowest song registering at number 55. I don't think there's ever been a time when a person's entire album is on the Billboard chart at one time. She has released 10 studio albums and 4 re-recorded albums. She chose to re-record some of her music after her original album masters had been sold by a former manager without letting her buy them herself. She also sued a DJ for inappropriately grabbing her during a pre-concert meet and greet. She sued him for $1. She didn't want the money. She wanted to use this moment to empower other victims of assault to know that they have a voice. She knows her worth and cares about her fans. She continues to give back to charities, her road crew, and continues to create music and songs that are relatable to so many of her fans. These are just a few examples of people who have chosen to trust themselves and believe in their value, no matter what anyone else says. Each and every day, there are choices to be made. Will you stand up for yourself and share your own narrative or let others do it for you instead? Trusting yourself as a leader is an important part of a personal development and growth journey. Learning how to do this for yourself is a game changer. You no longer spend so much time comparing yourself to others. Imagine what it would be like to simply listen to yourself, gather any additional input that you need, and make a decision. It helps you to move faster and be so much more confident. Here are a few things that can be helpful when it comes to building your own self-trust. Practice self-awareness and reflection. To trust yourself, you need to have a clear understanding of who you are, what you value, and what you stand for. This requires self-awareness, which can be developed through introspection, mindfulness, and reflection. Take time to reflect on your experiences, decisions, and actions. Ask yourself what you did well, what you could have done differently, and what you learned from the experience. This will help you develop self-awareness and make more informed decisions in the future. Be honest with yourself. Honesty is an essential component of self-trust. It's important to be honest with yourself about your strengths, weaknesses, and limitations. When you're honest with yourself, you can make better decisions that align with your values and goals. Check in with yourself to see if you are operating from a past belief or assumption, so you can do something different. Acknowledge your mistakes, but also recognize your successes and accomplishments. Keep your promises. One of the best ways to build self-trust is to keep your promises. You're most likely keeping promises to everyone else. Why not you? When you make a commitment to yourself, follow through on it. This can be as simple as setting a goal and working towards it, like committing to go to the gym every day. It can be more complex where you need to make a major life change or a significant life decision. Slow down, listen to yourself, and then follow through. Keeping your promises builds self-trust and reinforces your ability to rely on yourself. Celebrate your successes along the way and be patient with yourself when things don't go as planned. Learn from your mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes, but what's important is how you learn from them. When you make a mistake, take responsibility for it and use it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Clean up any messes and address the situations quickly so they don't linger. Work on failing forward faster and take imperfect action instead. It helps to reduce the pressure to be perfect and allows you to take more risks. This can help you build your confidence, avoid making the same mistake in the future, and build self-trust in the process. Practice self-compassion. It's important to be kind and compassionate towards yourself. Remember that self-trust is a process, and it takes time and effort to develop. When you make a mistake or fall short of your expectations, don't beat yourself up. Everyone makes mistakes and experiences setbacks. Instead, practice self-compassion and treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would show to a good friend. This can help you build resilience and strengthen your self-trust over time. There are so many examples of leaders who put trust in themselves, and no matter what anyone said, they did what they thought was right. It isn't always a perfect outcome, but they took action. They learned and made changes to improve things to make it better. Today's visibility action step is to slow down and really think about what you want for your career and your life. Are you being valued or devalued anywhere in your life or your career? Is there something that you want to do that is different from what others want you to do? Just write it all down and imagine what this new option could look like for you. Get creative and jot down all the possibilities. Look at that list and see how you could make it happen. What value do you bring that would make it easier than you think to get there? Remember that you always have a choice. Believe in yourself and start taking small steps to move you in that direction. Thanks so much for joining today on the Visibility Factor podcast, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks so much for listening to the Visibility Factor podcast. Remember that visibility starts with small steps that are intentional and consistent each day. Be bold, be visible, be the leader you were meant to be. Find us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Follow us on all of our social media platforms, which are highlighted in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Visibility Factor podcast.